I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 win at Canvey Island. Alan, what a great performance and a great result against a side who were third in the league this morning.
Fantastic. It was only the last 10 minutes of each half where we put ourselves under a bit of pressure. One, because Canvey's trying to chase a game. But the chances we've had today, good chances, you know, and it would have, you know, but we have had a one or two at the end. So I was delighted with my goalkeeper and my back four. I thought I'd done it ever so well. And what a great header by Hooks and all off a set player, which Harms you'll be happy about. And a great result. And, you know, I thought we dug in at times. We had a few injuries a day, as you know. I thought we dug really in. I'm delighted with the result. More than the performance, to be honest. I thought it was good, and it's coming away from home and a difficult place to come. But the result was fantastic. And at this minute, that's the only thing that matters, that this football club is getting results.
Simon Huckle missed a couple of chances in the first half chances, but what a great header to win the
great
game.
He's missed the hardest, the easiest chances he's missed the hard, but it just shows that he's getting in the box. In the last two games, I think he's been excellent for us. And he's had a good game today. That's for certain. In the first 10-15 minutes, he was making tackles and he's done very well. But what a great header, what a good ball in and all. And that's the thing, if you get good delivery by Grazy and people like that, like, you know, his delivery makes it, and it was a great delivery in and a great header. So I'm delighted for Hooks, because obviously not playing, he had the hump and he was calling me all the names on his son and all the rest of it. But I'm delighted for him.
What about Des Berting? I thought he had an immense performance in the second half.
I thought he was our best player, second half. We rested him because we wanted to keep him for Monday, to be honest. Well, we picked a team for today and we'll pick another team for Monday. And I thought part of the parcel was he rats around like that and wins tackles and wins his headers and unsung hero, to be honest. And didn't go wrong, I thought Bex has done well. Around the pitch, we can say that we're doing okay. But especially, like you say, the back four and the goalkeeper were excellent, so I'm pleased.
Should their left back have been sent off in the end to make our last 10 minutes a bit more comfortable?
I've seen him given, but I've also seen him. One thing that way is like 2-on-1, if you know what I mean. So I can half see where they're coming from, because if he had got past and the other lad might have covered him, like, you know, I thought the pace had done them. But it's one of them where I didn't think it was that harsh, to be honest. I thought it was like probably fair. And I keep on saying it, like, you know, I don't want to see people get sent off, but I've seen worse things happen against where the player should have been. But did he? I'm not seeing that, to be honest.
How did you think John Fletcher did in his debut?
He was excellent. I thought he was great. And a lot of thanks have got to go to Jerry Batiste and his lovely wife, Jill, who's probably unsung hero, and his son, Alan, who, obviously, I've got work on, we have got work on, but we have actually done everything to get him, you know, to get him for today's game, get the form signed. It's things like that where I get, you know, it's like the other week when I got 7 signings in. Jerry, who's a good pal of mine, he does all the work. I just go saying, can you meet him there? Can I meet you? And it's a lot of running around, so, and especially when his wife and Alan, his son, had to do a lot of running around for this football club. It just shows the character we've got in the club, and I'd like to thank Jerry and his wife and Alan and all for doing all the to help out. So I'll take a little bit of praise to sign him, but a lot of it's got down to do with staff who's done it. But yes, I thought he was excellent, and he's his first game for a while, and I thought he was comfortable. I thought he was very good on the ball, and I think because Max is playing out his skin at the minute, I think they made a good partnership. I hope it continues.
You mentioned that Matt Gray put a composed ball into for Simon Huckle to head the winner. He's quite a composed finisher in front of goal as well, isn't he?
Well, we want to get him further up the pitch, we do, but at the minute, because, you know, like I say, we've got a few injuries and different things, he's just got to do a job there for the time being. But his quality, he should be putting them balls in further up the pitch, that's what we think. But his attitude's spot on, and he's been great for us, and a good composed finish, and balls he's whipping in off corners and free kicks is phenomenal. I say, Harms, you'll love him, because obviously he spends a lot of time working on things like that in the training ground, and when it comes off, it's great. So well done, Matty Graham. Well done, Harmsy, for, you know, a win on a set player.
How's Mo Harkin doing? I know he pulled up at the end of the first half. Presumably that's why he got substituted.
Oh, without a doubt, he's done great for Mo. He's on a 3-month loan. He's been here since this little mini run, if you want to call it. Will he be fit for Saturday? Monday? I hope so. We'll just go play it. But it wasn't worth the risk when we're going to put Des on anyway, to be honest, for one of the midfield players. So we just thought we'd get Des on a little bit earlier, that's all. But he's got icing it up now and all that, so hopefully he'll be alright.
Psychologically, how important is it to be out of the bottom four now? We're not playing like we should be anywhere near the bottom four, yeah. Obviously, but when you look at the table, it must be a boost to not be there anymore.
I don't know what the table will look like and all that, you know, and I'm not that concerned. I just know that at the minute, I want to build a side who can compete at this level and go on. That's what my ambition is, with the backing of the chairmans and all that, which I always get. It's important, but anything what matters now is results. And like I say, I'm not bothered about what happened in the first four games, to be honest. That's finished with now. It's what happens in the future. So the squad I've got, and if I add one or two in there, and maybe one or two might have to make way, might have to, then I've just got to crack on from there. But, you know, it's a big, big week. We've got a big game against a very good Horsham side, who Johnny Marks always has a good side. And what bigger game can you get in the FA Cup against Hennon? So I'm not denying that there's a massive weeks coming up. But we're just going game by game. I know it's 4 or 5 games undefeated, but I'm not bothered about that. All I'm bothered about is the game against Horsham now, and we've got to prepare right for that. We've got to feed ourselves and get plenty of fluid down our neck, and we'll be alright. I've seen the same that we've got a bit about, and to hold on like that, I'm not so sure if I would have done that at the start of the season, to be honest.